And speaking of long awaited, we've been waiting. I don't know how long has it been. Like 3 weeks since you were here the last time. It wasn't that long ago, but they're so great. They're back again. We got Brock Seaman, Dan Walsh, and the new guy Dawson. Is that right? All right, we're going to hear something off their record to get you primed up, and then we'll hear them live and chat with them a bit. This is something from the Bourbon Sessions, a song called "The Blood on the Hardwood Floor" on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Coffee stains. There was something bad coming round the bend. Well, the manholes, they all screamed and hit something in the air. Smelled like piss. This whole town's going up, come to me. And the hot boys were drinking hard liquor. And the band was playing something rock and roll. And everyone was dancing all around. Sideways glancing, I knew everything in advance, that all his troubles were still yet to come. Outside there was thunder, there was lightning, as the rain of rats and hogs starts to pour. You could hear beer bottles smashing on the other side of the bar.
From the Bourbon Sessions, that is Brock Seaman and Dan Walsh there from that fine record. And welcome back, gentlemen.
G'day.
You guys played the High and Lonesome Club last night. There was no blood on the hardwood floor, was there?
No.
Wasn't that kind of a night down there?
No, it was relatively tame, and then Andrew Neville showed up and started pitching bread at us.
Throwing bread?
Yeah. Bread,
is that a compliment or an insult when somebody throws bread at you?
We're on low-carb diets here in the Brock Seaman band. straight to our hips.
Excellent. So it's like we were saying, it hasn't been that long since you were here. I guess a few months or so, in the spring or something like that, you were here.
We like to keep things fresh.
Yeah. So what you been up to? How have things been going?
Well, we've just been touring a lot, working on a new record.
And already?
Yeah, and trying to get gigs, getting mad when we don't get gigs. Moaning and groaning and trying to make it out there, but it's coming along.
Yeah, I guess it is a tough go of it, but your name must be getting out there a little bit these days. Like, you've been touring like crazy. It seems like you've been everywhere and anywhere and everywhere lately. So I guess are folks starting to know your name a little bit better these days? And
Is it
getting easier to get those gigs?
It's getting a little easier. Yeah. This tour was a little easier to book, but it's still tough out there. Like, I mean, I don't think we'd come off the road if we could find the gigs, yeah. I think we'd just keep going. You know,
keep going.
Good to see that you and Dan are still sort of talking to each other. It's hard to tell, but you know,
for you people at home, he's got his back to me right now, and
I'm in a different room.
He's pouting.
I've heard stories that Dan can be very hard to work with. So
have you?
It's good to
I don't find that at all.
I'm just kidding. Really?
Very easy to work with. By that I mean.
But it seems like a good team. You both sort of have helped each other out in different ways, and that's good to see. It's always good to see, you know, folks matching up musically as well as you two seem to.
Well, yeah. The key is to have no life.
Right.
He's got no life, and I've got no life, so no one misses us while we're gone, so we can just stay gone as long as we want.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
What about you, Dan? I know you work with a whole bunch of people. You've been dropping CDs here and telling me about all kinds of other things you're doing as well. What kinds of other things are you doing?
Yeah, still doing the studio stuff. Not so much this summer. We've been working pretty hard on the road, really. Well, I guess we weren't really on the road that hard this summer, but...
You never come off the road, Dan.
Yeah, you never come off. But yeah, just doing some session work. I haven't done anything in my studio since the last time we were here. I got a new guy. His name's Lucas Stagg. And we're in the middle of finishing up a record at this point. Yeah,
that's not true. We did that DVD.
Oh yeah, we did the Texas. You tell it.
Yeah, we did. We did the soundtrack for a DVD for kayak fishing in Texas.
What?
Swear to God.
And it paid well.
It paid well, but they didn't give us enough time or money, and well, they never do. And so we got in there, and we were wondering what the hell we were gonna do. Because we didn't have enough time, so I just asked him if the bourbon sessions were still on the computer. So basically what we did was just took out my vocal, and any place where I would have been singing, we added dobro. The whole thing took 45 minutes, and they loved it.
I didn't know that kayak fishing was so big in Texas.
Neither did we.
Oh, it's huge.
Huge.
So are we now.
Yeah. How do you land gigs like that? I mean...
Oh, I don't know. I was working at the bar, and some guy says, "You play music, eh?" I was like, "Yeah." "You want to do a soundtrack?" "Yep." "Okay." That was pretty much it.
Are you going on the road with Bob Azumi or anything as a result?
Oh, sure.
This,
you know, we've had offers from Bob and Italio, LeBigman there, and we're waiting to see where this goes.
It could be a whole new career for you.
Well, you know,
the lucrative field of fishing videos,
kayak fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. We're going to only do the kayak stuff, I think.
Lots of work there. Yeah. Lots of work. Anyways, what were we talking about?
I have no idea.
Yeah, so not so busy in the studio.
Yeah.
And we're going, this tour right now is, like, we're week one of seven weeks, I think.
Mm.
We got a week off, and then 3 weeks in Texas, and then a couple of days off, and a Christmas run in Ontario.
3 weeks in Texas sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah, well, it does to us, too. I hope we can make it work.
It doesn't sound that good when you look at the itinerary.
No?
You got three big blank weeks and two gigs.
Yeah,
yeah, but I assume you're going to be hanging out with Gerf and probably Hayes Carl and all kinds of other people. So I'm guessing you won't be bored down there, even if you have a day off.
We won't be bored, but hanging out doesn't really pay you anything either.
No, the tour's coming together pretty good. You know, it's the first time for Brock down there, so I mean, I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah.
Missionary work, I think, is the term.
Yeah. A lot of that these days.
That's the way it's got to go, though, I guess, right?
Like, yeah.
I know, I don't know if you, I know Rami went down there a few years ago. I don't know if you were with her at the time, but...
Yeah, it was the first tour.
But
first.
Did the same thing, went down and didn't really have a lot, and she's been able to regularly go back since, so hopefully this will be sort of the same thing. You know, you're paving the road, and then by the time...
Oh, it'd be very nice to go out there when it's cold here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was the same for this tour. I mean, this tour kind of booked itself almost. The first time we came out back in the spring, I mean, it was a little tough to book it, but now once we go once, it becomes easier.
People realize that you're worth having, and
they like drinking with us, I guess.
I think that's why we get booked.
Yeah.
So basically, I mean, you played last night at the High and Lonesome Club. You're playing tonight at Candor, which is a fantastic. I think this is your third time playing at Candor this year alone.
Yeah, Man and Jewel's been pretty good to us there. Started off the first time we did. I think we what did we sell, 7 tickets there?
I think those two bought one.
Yeah. And then we came back and we sold that room out actually on the way back through. And now tonight she says there's going to be 140 people there.
What, can you fit 140 people in there?
Well, there's a $2,000 guarantee.
By 140, we mean eight, hopefully. And
no, but it's. I mean, I've heard that people are catching on, and when people go down there, people are buying your CD and stuff. So yeah,
they're doing good work there. Like it's a good venue to play at. Yeah. And they just bought a sound system, and they're getting all the bands in there. It'd be hard for them to keep that store up and humming, but this music thing seems to be working out really well.
Yeah.
I think we might have talked about this a little bit last time you were here, but obviously there's a big difference, I'm thinking, between playing the High and Lonesome Club and playing Candor. You know, the High and Lonesome Club, bit of a rock and rowdy crowd at times, and Candor, everybody's sitting there quietly listening intently to what you're doing. So how different is the show for you? Like, do you do the show differently from your perspective when you do those different shows?
Not really.
I mean, the show might be a little more comedic at the the Candor story. You know, at the Times, everything's sort of revved up all the time, so we just go through the songs.
The first set at the Times last night was almost the same as being at the Candor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, people sitting down and listening, and it was good. And, you know, but you need both.
Yeah.
I like them both for different reasons.
Yeah.
Well, we had Joanna playing with us last night, too.
Yeah, that was
We had the best drummer in Winnipeg.
Perhaps Canada.
Yeah.
I was blown away. Absolutely blown away. It was great.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was great. You know, so it was a bit of a rock and roll show. Today is going to be probably a little more laid back.
Right.
Maybe.
As a songwriter, I know people are starting to say they like your songs and stuff. And are you sort of becoming more comfortable as a songwriter the more you do it? And are you sort of confident in your songs?
Yeah, I if I get time to write, like sometimes I go through long periods of not being able to write anything. Especially now since we're out on the road, I can't write from the road. But so now when I go home and I do write a song, I can kind of I'll just trash it if it's not up to what I think is good, and whereas before I'd just keep playing and recording them.
Yeah.
So now I'm just trashing a lot of garbage songs, so I'm not producing as much as I was, especially because, we're on the road, and Dan talks all the time.
There's no silences.
There's no silence. Like, I mean, when Dan falls asleep, he's snoring and smoking while he's sleeping, and it's just brutal. And Dawson will talk your other ear off, you know. So there's not a lot.
It's a rough life.
Oh, it's horrible.
You got to come down to Candor tonight and console poor Brock for his rough life.
with monies.
And your credit cards.
Yeah.
You've been pretty prolific, though, for such a young guy. What is this, your third record?
Fifth
record already. Yeah. Holy cow. And how have you managed to pump that many out?
When I'm at home, I'll just write all day and night. Like,
that's
what I like to do. So if I get on a schedule, I can produce like crazy.
That's amazing. But
on the road, I don't do anything.
Yeah.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I sit in the van or I drive the van and I smoke, and Dan and I yell at each other. And that's about it. You get to play the gig, you get drunk afterwards, and then you wake up and do it again.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'll ever write a song on the road. I just can't see it happening. But I've always had, when we were recording my first record, I had the second one done. Then when we were recording the third one, I had two done after that. So I had all these extra songs as well. So now I like to keep ahead by an album or two if I can.
Yeah.
Because then it'll ensure that the songs will be better because you can ditch them and replace them with new ones.
And do you sort of figure out, like, are there sort of themes to your records? Do you sit and figure out what songs are going to work better together, or?
Well, sort of. Like, I've done a bluegrass record
sort
of thing, and the first record is just the first record. This new one that we're going to do is going to be kind of the rock and roll record. It's
going to
be really loud, so Dan can stop complaining and play his electric guitar.
He'll just have something else to complain about, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's not going to stop complaining.
My God. But I'm just going to let him do his thing, you know, and I'm going to do a carnival record full of...
I think you were mentioning that last time.
We're going to do that one. And I hope to do the really quiet... wussy singer-songwriter record one day.
The introspective one.
Oh, yeah. Just sounds great. We'll drink Chablis and light tea candles and do the record. And after every song, we'll cry. That's a good cry.
That's a beautiful thing. Obviously, doing that much stuff all the time, you got to be doing a lot of this yourself. I'm thinking not a lot of money from other people going into these projects.
No.
So it's good to have some knowledge and some toys like Dan does, and be able to do stuff on your own, I guess.
Yeah. And it is, we do have the luxury of having that studio there. If we decide we want to go do something, we just go do it.
Right.
We don't have to call. We don't.
Yeah, that's how the Bourbon Session started. We were just hanging out and killing time, and then I got an album.
Yeah.
After 2 days, you know, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're, like, Dan and I are taking care of all of the booking, publicity, everything. It's horrible. That's why you didn't see any posters around town. I think there might have been a newspaper article, but I didn't do it.
Word spreads.
No, I didn't.
That was cool.
Either.
Someone helped us.
Someone out there.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst part, man, is just doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
I like playing gigs. I like writing songs. I hate trying to get the gigs. Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, once we're on the road, it's great. It's just when we're sitting at home. I guess that's why we don't want to be there at home anymore, because it's when you actually got to work.
Well, rock and roll, it's not sex, drugs, and rock and roll anymore. It's computers. Computers and telephones all day.
Yeah, that's
like
not
you
fun.
Make 40 calls a day and send 100 emails and get one in return, and you're just, oh my God, I got to do it all over again.
Yeah. You, Dan, you obviously have a good relationship with the folks at Busted Flat Records. We played a bunch of Busted Flat releases last week and talked about how great they were. But
Sort
of, how do you know Mark and the label?
Well, Mark's an old friend of mine. I met him. We used to go to Allman Brothers shows. That's how I met him.
Yeah.
We'd been going to see the Allman Brothers, and he's got this record store in Kitchener. He's had it for 23 years. It's like one of the longest standing, and in this business right now he's still going,
really,
know, digital media. And as a side project, he started this little record label for Shannon Lyon. Actually, he was the first guy in the label to help Shannon, basically just trying to loan Shannon money to make a record.
Yeah.
And then I sort of got on board with him because we were thinking, well, we got all these great songwriters around here, let's build it a bit. And it sort of turned into a label at that point. It's a Red Ink label right now, but I mean, you know, it's starting to get some notoriety. I guess that's the word, right? Notoriety. We hope.
I'm not good with words.
Yeah, that's a bad word.
that's bad for a songwriter, but
have you heard a big word in one of my songs?
No, I suppose not.
But yeah, so really, I mean, Mark and I have been friends, and so when we find a guy, he may find a songwriter, I might find a songwriter. We'll listen. We'll say, well, does this fit on the label? And he, at the end of the day, he yeses, yays, or nays it, and that's how we sign him.
Right.
So I think we have nine or 11 artists now,
which
is about where we're going to stay for a while.
And they're all great. I mean, I'm surprised with some of the folks. I mean, first of all, you've got folks who have some experience, like Shannon Lyon and Paul McLeod, who have put out records before, who sort of, I guess, are getting a new boost in Canada with a good label. But you've also found a whole bunch of new people that I've never even heard of, like Lynn Jackson and Dwayne Rutter and all these other people that I didn't know of before the label started.
Yeah, well, we've got some gems down there, and the sad thing is that the world is probably never going to know them. The songs are great, but they're just never, you know, they're just not going to know about them.
Right.
Which is sort of our job, you know, we're sort of hoping to get those songs out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just lost my train of thought because I was thinking about that last shot of bourbon last night.
Yeah, the time machine makes my head hurt. Like, what is with that place?
Like, it's kind of like a time warp. Like, you walk in there and
every
you just
time
lose
I,
time.
Every time I walk out of there, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to go home early for once. Which is totally untrue, but like...
Yeah, they keep you there against your will, I know.
When it's today, I want to go home early last night.
Does Busted Flat have good distribution? Are they in record stores?
Some, you know, we have a deal with what's the place out west there?
Festival,
yeah. We work with them a little bit. And a couple other, Mark also has a sister label over in Europe, who is sort of a techno-pop label, I guess you would call it. So we sort of trade distribution there, but not great distribution yet. I mean, we're pretty fledgling at this point.
Right.
It's starting to happen, of course. I mean, people are actually starting to request stuff, you know, so we're hoping we just keep building it. You know, try to get good distribution.
That's good.
As much as we can.
So, obviously, live touring is the best way to get you guys' name out anyway.
Yeah.
It's sort of...
It always has been. I know no other way these days, you know. I mean, you get out, take the songs to the people, and make one friend at a time.
Yeah.
You know?
And even then, it's like a message in the bottle. You just gotta hope that you have fun, and we do.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Have fun and live within your means, and don't get frustrated.
Well, you seem to be doing a good job so far. So,
yeah.
Do you want to make some friends and play a song or two there for us?
Let's do it. Let's do a $50 bill.
$50 bill.
Hey, Dawson, it's in the key of E.
Roger, man.
Should I be back here a little bit? Maybe? Bill smoking in my pocket, got a $50 bill smoking in my pocket, got a $50 bill, I'm going out on the town. I got Jim Beam burning a hole in my stomach, Jim Beam burning a hole in my stomach, me and old Jim, we gonna give him hell. My girl, turn around, drinking of you. See my girl, turn around, drinking of you. See my girl, you turn around, doing well. And that devil ain't got no hold on me. No, the devil ain't got no hold on me. I got the devil, I'm swinging him by the tail. I got a $50 bill smoking in my pocket. Got a $50 bill smoking in my pocket. Got a $50 bill going out on the town. When I hear those sirens, I ain't running. When I hear those sirens, I ain't running. No, I ain't running. You're gonna have take me down. Well, I ain't never prayed and I ain't never gonna. Ain't never prayed and I ain't never gonna. Never prayed, I ain't starting now. Cause God don't give a damn about a boy like me. God don't give a damn about a boy like me. God don't give a damn about me anyhow. $50 bill smoking in my pocket. Got a $50 bill smoking in my pocket. Got a $50 bill going out on the town. When I hear those sirens, I ain't running. When I hear those sirens, I ain't running. No, I ain't running. You're gonna have to take me down.
Wow.
That
was awesome. It seems stupid to listen to me talk at this point, so if you got a couple more songs, just do them, because that's sure. Awesome. That's amazing.
Let's do that one. We're going to do one of the carnival songs.
Brand new one.
Yeah, brand spanking new one. Is that how I play? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Percy Jones. What are you looking for?
I need to get a bottleneck.
While Dan's searching for something,
what inspired you to do an album of carnival songs?
I don't know.
Where did that come from? I kind of thought you were joking the last time.
No, I think I'm losing it. Actually, what it was I wrote a song. Just I was watching that Carnival or whatever.
Love that show, yeah.
And after watching it one night, I wrote a song called "Come One, Come All." It was about the Barker because it's one of the scenes. It's like, "Come on in, you can see the yada yada yada." So I wrote a song about that, and then the next day I wrote another song about one of the characters in the Barker song, and then I wrote another one, and then I decided, hey, I'm gonna write a whole album of this.
Yeah.
Then 10, 12 songs later, here I am. So this one's called Percy Jones. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Ace up his sleeve, he looks like the one-eyed Jack. Them sticky little fingers swipe that shirt off your back. He's got a voice like a buzzsaw,
eyes made of stone, screaming, hey, big spender, come and roll these bones. Percy Jones, king of the midway. Percy Jones, he could get blood from a stone. Percy Jones got them snakeskin boots on. You ain't never seen a grifter quite like Percy Jones. Well, old Percy could spot a mark from a mile off and have them all lined up like stitches on a cut. Shuffle them cards with one hand, deal them like a right hook. Says I'm a businessman, brother, I ain't no crook. I'm Percy Jones, king of the midway. Percy Jones getting blood from a stone. Percy Jones got them snakeskin boots on. You ain't never seen a grifter quite like Percy Jones. When they tried to lynch him in St. LaRue, but that greasy little Percy, he wriggled right out of the noose. They say he got his tricks by selling his soul to Beelzebub. Then he won it right back in a game of stud. Old Percy Jones, king of the midway. Percy Jones could get blood from a stone. Percy Jones got them snakeskin boots on. You ain't never seen a grifter quite like. Cards in his hand. He's got a tattoo over his heart of Lady Luck. He says, well, she's the only woman that I ever loved. And Percy Jones, king of the midway. Percy Jones getting blood from a stone. Percy Jones got them snakeskin boots on. You ain't never seen a grifter quite like Percy Jones.
That's fantastic. If that's not reason enough to go down to 390 Provence Candor tonight and see these guys, I don't know what is. But let's convince them one more time. You have one more in you, you think?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to do? Let's do another new one. Let's do another Carney song. I'm kind of in the mood. Let's do The Moon Ain't Full. This one, I was trying to... I started running out of room for bearded ladies and such and couldn't think of a... song to give a bearded lady or many of the people in this one, so I just crammed them all into one here.
Little Mac's been on a bender. He's dancing on the fender with Lucille and Sue Lynn, the Portuguese Siamese twins, and he's making up a language with his head wrapped in a bandage. And the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. The fiddler's song in A minor, and he can't keep it in time, 'cause he's been eating little blue pills like candy, won't share with anybody. And Buster's on the garbage lids, his face fixed in a crazy grin. And the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. And the elephants blow their horns for no reason. Gator boy recites a man for all seasons. And the bearded lady braids her beard, the fortune teller screaming, get out of here. And the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. And all the dogs are howling, there's no way to calm them down. And the dust is throwing itself at you like a Mexican prostitute. Everyone Woods got blood red eyes. Seems to happen every time when the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. And the stars look like a handful of glitter, and no one around here knows how to whisper. Ferris wheel spins on its own. Tonight we'll drink this town dry as a bone. Cause the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. Sounds like a riddle. The pot is dancing with the kettle, and the tumbler lost his balance to a bottle of green absinthe. And old Sticky took a switchblade, carved Charlene's name in his wooden leg. And the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. Now the moon ain't full, it's overflowing. It's overflowing. It's overflowing. It's overflowing.
Well, that's certainly something to look forward to. When do you think we'll see that Carnival record?
Hoping in the year of summer of 2018, maybe.
So it's not on the fast track.
I'm hoping like in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
I want it to be perfect. It's my baby now. I just love it.
It's taking on a life of its own. It sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's great.
But the rock and roll record, you said that was ready to go. Is that?
Well, yeah, that. What would you say for that one? January, maybe?
Yeah, if we're lucky.
Of 2009?
We're sort of putting together a band to do it. And actually, we got Kevin Komatsu. You remember him? He was one of the early Fred drummers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we think we got Darcy Yates, too.
Oh, yeah?
So that's going to be the core of the band, and then we're just going to go in and smash him out.
I'm just going to steal everybody from Fred's old band.
Well, I mean, he trains them well there in the Fred Eaglesmith school, so...
Yeah. Yes, nope. We're hoping January, maybe. You know, we only got the bed tracks done. Pretty much by that, we have your guitars done, I think.
Yeah.
And they might have to redo those.
Yeah, I have to redo those. So really, we've just been wasting a whole lot of time.
So we won't hold our breath, but we'll look forward. How about
I'd
that?
Say January for sure.
Yeah. But this time next year, when we come back out in the spring, we'll have it for sure.
Yeah. And any other big trips or anything coming up besides the... little Texas one and all that?
Well, we're hoping to go to the Yukon in February.
Really?
Yeah. They say it's a good
Frostbite
time to go.
Frostbite tour.
Oh. Frostbite tour. Yeah, we're dealing with Gordy Tentries.
Yeah.
He's going to hopefully help us out a little bit, and we're going to go up there in February.
That sounds good.
Yeah, well, it's a great time. They say
does
it's
it?
Amazing.
Does it
I don't know. I'm sure it'll be nice, sure? But if you can survive.
Hey, Dawson, you want to come on tour?
Yeah.
We just picked up Dawson. This is like... the first week he's been with us, so he learned,
hopefully not the first and the last, but
yeah, he learned 35 songs in like a couple days.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's been doing a great job, and he decided he did want to come out for no money in a horrible time.
Yeah. And Yukon happens to be my favorite place.
Yeah. So, there you go.
So just keep being nice to us and keep playing bass and never complain about money, and we're going to be great.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, so come and welcome the new guy, and welcome back Brock Seaman and Dan Walsh tonight. 390 Provence, Candor. Always good to go down there and hang out and have a good time and buy some CDs and all that stuff. So it should be a great show. Have a good time, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jeff, as always.
For
thank
us.
You for being here. Seriously, you guys are welcome back anytime. Always welcome.
Tomorrow?
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing on Monday?
We'll see what we can do. Let's play one more
so
from the record. I think you played this live the last time you were here. I really like it. The Train and Me, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, my blood's pumping faster than it ever has before. At least that's the way that it feels. There's a rumbling in my soul and my foot falls on the floor. Well, it sounds like steel on steel. And when
when I go out walking, all the people gather round just to pitch pennies at my feet. And they all stand back some as I jump on everyone, smash them flat as an old bed sheet. And late at night when the moon is full, feels like someone shoving coal through my brain. My bones are like steel rails, all my voice can do is will. In another life, I bet I was a train. Come Saturday night, seem like everybody knows when I'm a-coming into town. They say if you stop and listen, you hear a whistle in the distance and a rumbling coming from the ground. And once I get going, I can't seem to stop, so you best be getting out of my way. And you better wave goodbye come the end of the night. I never know when I'll be coming back again. And late at night when the moon is full, feels like someone shoving coal through my brain. My bones are like steel rails, all my voice can do is will. In another life, I bet I was a train. So don't take it bad, darling. Some night that lonesome whistle pulls you away from your dreams. You reach for me to hold and find just a chunk of coal. Well, that's just a train in me. And late at night when the moon is full, feels like someone shoving coal through my brain. My bones are like steel rails, all my voice can do is will. In another life, I bet I was a train.